The Trump administration landing teams have already established beachheads at the General Services Administration, the source of much federal procurement and contracting policy. Changes there will have a big impact on both contracting officers and companies doing business with the government. One consultant who's been watching is Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. He joins me now with what he's anticipating. And Larry, we've been through this before over the years. What are you seeing? Anything we can tell yet at GSA?
Tom, I think that for now we're going to see a lot of business as usual out of GSA, despite the fact that the agency has no administrator or deputy administrator anymore. As you mentioned in the intro, there's a landing team that's been working on providing a smooth transition, and starting this week, we're going to have some administration people at the new administration people at the agency full time. They're going to be there looking at some of the big strategic directions that the agency is taking. A lot of it public building service related, of course, because that's the agency's largest portfolio. But there's going to be an element, too, I think, Tom, of looking at some of the big things that the Federal Acquisition Service has been doing. For example, around category management. Category management was a big initiative started in OMB and picked up by GSA during the Obama administration. And GSA has taken up the torch, if you will, to reorganize itself around those business lines and promote category management. So that's going to continue, but it's going to continue even as it undergoes some scrutiny. I think the big thing that GSA has to focus on is being able to move, I'll use the overused word, agile. GSA needs to be able to move in a very agile, adroit fashion in order to provide the services and solutions that its customers need, particularly from an acquisition standpoint, Tom, because the agency's kind of gotten a reputation over the last few years as being one that doesn't maybe move at the speed of need or shows its value to customer agencies. So that's going to be the first line of business, I think, for the new people coming in.
I guess you could say that in general, Republican administrations over the years have had more business-oriented type of people come in for GSA versus Democratic administrations, which have had more public policy and public servant type of backgrounds for GSA. It's a little bit of a generalization, but it's likely that whoever ends up heading GSA this time around will come from the business side.
Well, I think that's exactly right. We have not heard any names, at least I have not heard any names, but all indications are that the person coming in to lead the agency will be a person with a business background, probably a very strong real estate background. Again, that's by far the largest portfolio of the agency. So you're going to see that with the first administrator of GSA under the Obama administration, Dan Tangerlini. Great guy, very smart person, initiated a lot of changes, but his background was really mostly in government, and I don't think that's going to be the case here. I do think that we'll see some people with public policy and government experience in the top echelons, not just of this agency, but of most government agencies that are going to be there, hopefully as an active supporting cast for the leaders who may be coming into the government for the first time.
So it's a chance for the people at GSA in career modes to maybe educate teams that could come in with a real estate background, which, again, we're guessing here, but given Donald Trump's background, they might be interested in the real estate side of GSA, as you mentioned. But it's a good chance for the career people on the information technology and Federal Acquisition Service sides to say, guess what? We've got some good stuff going here, too.
They've got some good stuff going there, Tom, particularly in parts of the agency like Alliant, the big IT indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract that's going to be moving forward now into its second iteration. We also anticipate the award soon of the major telecommunications contracts for enterprise information solutions. Those are going to be some things that are eagerly anticipated by GSA's customers, and those are the good news stories that careerists should tell and should be proud of telling because it's good work. But there are also some things the agency needs to do on things like the multiple award schedule program and other things like assisted acquisition services, where what I've been hearing lately, Tom, is the value proposition on that side of the house is perhaps a little less obvious to federal customers. So, you know, if GSA wants to keep and grow that side of the business, hopefully communication can be a two-way street. Maybe the business leaders will have some ideas for the careerists on how to do that.
Or maybe people from the agency side that are customers of these schedules can say, hey, here's something you can kill.
Well, you know, customers should not be silent on what it is they're looking for from whatever entity they're buying from, whether it's GSA or a government contractor. And I hope that the customer voices are listened to.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And switching gears here a moment, you're also writing that in January, when there's even when there's not an inauguration for a new president, there's a lot of forecasts of IT buying requirements that agencies post. And that's a good place to mine for information while you do business until policy changes.
Well, that's right. I think, you know, an awful lot of people wonder who's buying what in the government. And, you know, if I go out on FedBizOps, the online posting system, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's too late by that time. But a lot of contractors, even experienced ones, Tom, don't realize that agencies put their acquisition forecasts online. The Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Veterans Affairs are two agencies that routinely put their procurement forecasts for the coming fiscal year up on their website. Most of them put it, if you're looking, under the small business tab, but it's not just small business set-aside buys that go up on those procurement forecasts. It can be literally every commercial item, every commercial solution and service type of acquisition that the agency has on its planning chart for the coming year. And varying degrees of information about when and how much and the contract method, but it's good information to start with, and guess what? It's free, and it really can help a contractor focus in on making its own business plans rather than taking a shotgun approach to the federal market and saying, well, you know, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to tell people what they need before they know it. It doesn't always work that way in the federal government. It's good to be able to know who actually might be buying what you're selling, so you can go talk to those people and leave the rest to a lower priority.
So you can have an intern do your business development instead of maybe a $200,000 lunch eater.
Well, at least something to start with, Tom. I think when you're talking about federal business development, the tendency is to throw a lot of money at it sometimes, and certainly sometimes you need to invest to be successful. But there are an awful lot of resources in this market that cost you little, if anything, maybe just your time to look, and you'd be surprised what you can find and put together, particularly if you're a smaller business or a newer market entry, a good way to size up your prospects without making a huge upfront investment.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. Thanks so much.
Tom, I appreciate it, and as always, I wish your listeners happy selling.
We'll have a link to his blog and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.